My name is Jay Tingy. I am 14 years old. Today is the 25th of November in 2018. I'm speaking with Delbert Tingy, who is my grandpa, and we're recording this interview in Mesa, Arizona. So, Grandpa, could you tell me what about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
Well, one of the dumbest. I've done a lot of dumb things, but in the summer of 1964, there was a huge earthquake in around Anchorage, Alaska. And I had a friend working up there, and he said, "Hey, when you get out of school, if you don't have a job, come on up and we'll find you a job." So I got out of school. I didn't have a job, so I went and borrowed some money, got on the airplane. I had no idea where I was going, but I knew I had a friend in Anchorage. So I flew up there, and the first couple of weeks, we immediately got out and fought some forest fires. And I look back, and I wonder why I or how I ever survived, because the wind was blowing so hard, the fire was moving so fast, and I had no idea what I was doing. But I could have gotten trapped so easy and lost my life. But then after that firefighting experience, then we worked on a construction crew or demolition crew, running jackhammers, and I'm sure that's where I lost my hearing. And then some guy talked us into hunting seal. He thought we could make a bunch of money hunting seal. But since I didn't think I'd ever have that experience being up there again, I went out and we took some of the money we'd earned and went out on a seal hunting trip. We went down the Aleutian Islands and stayed there for 2 weeks. We never got any seal, but we got a lot of memories. So all in all, yeah, it was a pretty dumb trip, but we had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, it sounds like it was really fun. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Well, I have a lot of those. Some of my funnest times growing up was hunting and fishing with my dad and my brothers. We really had a good time going together, and a lot of great memories. And then, going to school, and then when I met my wife, Glenna, and we have had lots and lots of fun raising our 10 kids and going to their ball games and seeing them all getting married. So I just look at my life, and it's had a lot of great fun memories.
When did you know that Grandma was the one?
Well, we met at Brigham Young University. She was in the same ward that I was in, and our bishop called her to be over the single adult girls, and they called me to be over the single adult boys, young men, I should call them. And we worked together for probably 4 or 5 months and realized, boy, we really liked each other and enjoyed working together. And I looked at it and I just thought, hey, there's just nobody I've ever been with that has as much quality as she has, and we get along so well. So, yeah, and the spring, after being together for about 6 months, then we decided, hey, let's make it permanent. And so ended up getting married that summer.
So you couldn't be in charge of the single adult guys anymore.
Yeah, it was, yeah, we'd worked with the single adults. And then after we got married, we went back to the same ward. So the same bishop, and then he put her in charge of the women in the ward, and then put me in charge of the men in the ward. So we just kept kind of doing about the same thing, but as a married couple. So.
Yeah. What advice would you give to your teenage self?
To my teenage self, I would say, try to live a good life, and I tried to, but I wish I would have studied a lot more in high school, and but other than that, I've had a pretty good life. I've had a lot of great experiences, and anyway, advice to myself, I'd probably say grow up a little bit. But you know, I tried to participate in a lot of the sports. I was not necessarily any good, but I'd love to do it, and had a lot of great friends going up. So I can't complain. My whole life, feel like I've always had good friends and a lot of fun things to do.
How has your life been different than how you imagined it when you were a teenager?
Oh, I never imagined that I'd have the opportunity that I've had. I got an opportunity to go to college. I never saw myself as particularly going to college, but I got that opportunity, and not only finished college, bachelor's degree, but then went back and got a master's degree, and got a good job, and I've had a good job for went to work pretty well every day for 44 years straight, and I've worked for good companies, and you know, the three companies that I'd worked for, the first company was bought out by the second company. And then the second company was bought out by the third company. So my job was basically the same, but I got to work for three really good companies, and they were all great opportunities. So,
what was your bachelor's and master's degree in?
Well, I got my bachelor's in biological science, and had thought about going into dental school. And then after a while, and talking to one of the professors that, who happened to be the bishop that got us together, he sat me down one day and said, "Hey, what is it that you really want to do? What do you feel most comfortable with?" And as we talked, I realized that I probably feel more comfortable in business. So then the master's degree was in business administration, so an MBA. So I'm glad I switched, and it's had a lot of good experiences, and it's been a good profession to be in.
Thinking about your family many generations from now, knowing that when they may actually hear this later, is there anything you want to tell them, and any like stuff you want to say, any advice?
Yeah, of course, I look at things from kind of a scriptural and a religious point of view. There's a lot of voices out there that try to get you to try different things that are kind of dead-end streets. And from my experience, you got to tune out those voices that are going to try to take you down a dead-end road, and stick with the basics. Stick with your family, stick with your marriage, and do the very, very best you can to stay close to your family and keep your marriage together, because that's where the greatest happiness comes from. And a lot of the voices that are particularly that are out there right now trying to say that family and marriage are really not that important anymore. And it's just, to me, it's an absolute lie, and it you just see too many people whose lives are ruined because they focus on the wrong things. But in the long run, family and marriage are the most important. Get a good education so you can get a good job and take care of your family. But the family and marriage are where the greatest happiness comes from.
Thanks. Can you tell me more about how you and Grandma got engaged?
Well, yeah, I mentioned a little bit about working together for about 6 months. And then we were together one night and, you know, we really felt comfortable with each other. And something came up like, oh, we really love being together. And I think Glenna said something like, well, oh, it'd be nice if this could last for a long time. And I said, you know what, will you marry me? Because I'd like to have it last forever. And she said, oh, I'd love to. And so it just kind of came out natural. I didn't have any, you know, big spectacular things like some of them do today, but it was just very natural, and we both felt the same way, and it anyway.
How did you feel about my dad and my mom getting married?
Well, I knew your dad, and your dad was just a young man of and just great qualities, great talents, but very, very committed to living a good life. And then when I met your mom, I could tell immediately that she had the same qualities. But coming together and it's a scary thing for both the guy and the girl, and you know, I think they both felt very, very good about each other, but then, you know, he got cold feet, and, you know, and I said, oh gee, am I making the right decision? But then when they really sat back and looked at each other, and they realized, hey, they both were very, very quality people, and they both had the same ideas and goals. You know, they both wanted a family, both came from big families and good families, and they wanted the same thing. And so once they made the decision, I mean, I never had any question about your mom, and I knew what kind of a guy Matt was, so it was just a matter of them mentally saying, okay, yeah, we want to go down this road together. And, you know, we never had any question about it at all. It was, they were both wonderful, wonderful people, and they had good goals. Matt was a great student, and your mom was too, and they both really valued education as well as, you know, their family. So I knew it would work. It was just kind of getting to come together and making that commitment. But. Mm-hmm.
What was the worst thing you did when you were a little kid?
Worst thing I did? When I was a little kid. Oh, we used to go around the neighborhood and ring doorbells and run. We lived on kind of a mini farm. So I had cows and chickens and a lot of chores. I had fruit trees I had to take care of. Of course, I tried to get out of work, the same as most kids try to get out of work. So, but other than that, I'd have to think about that, because I know I did a lot of mischievous things. but nothing that put me in jail or got me a criminal record. So I guess it wasn't too bad.
What do I have most in common with my dad when he was my age? What do I have in common with my dad when he was my age?
Well, your dad was a great student. Always had been. Always had the ability to concentrate and get good grades. And then he was always very involved in sports. He had a lot of friends. And as I see you, it's the same pattern. You know, you're a great student. You get good grades. You're really serious about learning. When your dad was going through, he was a little bit different, just because for his birthday we'd ask what he wanted, and he just wanted to go to the library and get some books. I thought, oh, Matt, you know, there's probably some candy or something else fun, but you know, he loved to read. He loved to learn new things, and you're kind of the same way. You love to read and learn new things, and then you're very involved in sports, and so is he, and both very talented in sports. So, and both of you have a lot of friends, so you know, you're very much alike.
Thanks. And what was your favorite fishing story, since one of your greatest memories was when you would go fishing with your family?
Well, I've fished pretty well all my life with my dad and brothers, as I mentioned earlier, and we just had a great time together, because we would go up on Saturday afternoons after we'd done our work around the farm, and then we'd go up Logan River usually and fly fish, and just the fun times together, because we usually always caught our limit, which at that time would be 12 each. So, we brought home a lot of fish, and that's what we ate that all summer. But favorite trip outside of just loving to be with my brothers and dad, when I went on that trip to Alaska, there was one of the friends up there that loved to go fishing, and he said, well, let's go down on the Kenai River and fish for king salmon. And I said, yeah, I'd love to. And so we went down. This would have been probably July, end of June. And we went into the Kenai River, and I had never seen anything that big out of a stream. I was used to these 12 to 15 inch fish. This one ended up being probably 30 inches long. It was a king salmon. And between me and the other guys, we caught 14 of them that day. And the head would be about at my chest and the tail touching the ground, about 40, 50 pounds, you know. They're just huge, and I had never seen anything like that. I still remember just how shocked I was to think that something that big would come out of a stream.
And then who is your favorite, child? Which of my uncles and aunts are your favorite?
That's a trick question. They're actually all my favorite. I don't, because every one of them has a different personality, and I don't know. I just love being with all of them, so I can't say there's a favorite at all.
Okay. So, well, thanks for letting me interview you today, because it was really fun, and I never knew that you majored in business and had a bachelor's degree in biological science, because that's kind of what I want to go into, is the biology side of things, kind of like biomed.
Yeah, that's a good area.
Yeah. Well, thanks, and I love you.
Love you too. Yay.
Yeah.
Hope that comes out.
Yeah.